Laudato Jesus Christus. This is Vatican Radio. From the English News Desk, I'm Crisol Thierry. Pope Benedict XVI arrived in the Czech Republic on Saturday morning. Czech children, dressed in traditional garb, greeted the Holy Father when he completed his descent of the gangway, and they presented him with gifts of salt and bread, fruits of the Czech soil, symbolic of the deep connection of the gospel with Czech culture.
Vaše svatosti, dovolte mi, abych vás...
Czech President Václav Klaus then welcomed Pope Benedict, first in his native tongue, then in English.
Your Holiness, it is for the first time over the last 20 years that we welcome the highest representative of the Catholic Church in our country, in the Czech Republic. Your predecessor, Pope John Paul II, came to Prague for the first time already in the year 1990, not long after the collapse of the totalitarian communist regime in our country and in our part of Europe. His other visits were also, in many respects, symbolic and memorable. Your Holiness, we see the same degree of importance and symbolism in your today's visit.
Speaking after the President, Pope Benedict remarked the profound Christian roots of the Czech land and people.
While the whole of European culture has been profoundly shaped by its Christian heritage, this is especially true in the Czech lands, since it was through the missionary labors of St. Cyril and Methodius in the 9th century that the old Slavonic language first came to be written down. Apostles of the Slavic peoples and founders of their culture, they are rightly venerated as patrons of Europe. It is also worth recalling that these two great saints from the Byzantine tradition here encountered missionaries from the Latin West. Throughout its history, this territory at the heart of the continent, at a crossroads between north and south, east and west, has been a meeting point for different peoples, traditions, and cultures.
The Pope went on to say the significant part played by the Czech lands in the broader intellectual, cultural, and religious history of Europe was sometimes that of a battleground, though it was more often that of a bridge. The Pope discussed the troubled recent history of much of Europe, including the Czech Republics, which for four decades suffered under the yoke of a brutally repressive communist regime. He said the cost of 40 years of political repression is not to be underestimated. A particular tragedy for the lands of the Czech Republic, said Pope Benedict, was the ruthless attempt by the government of that time to silence the voice of the Church.
Now that religious freedom has been restored, I call upon all the citizens of the Republic to rediscover the Christian traditions which have shaped their culture. And I invite the Christian community to continue to make its voice heard as the nation addresses the challenges of the new millennium. Without God, man neither knows which way to go, nor even understands who he is. The truth of the gospel is indispensable for healthy society, since it opens us to hope and enables us to discover our inalienable dignity as God's children.
Pope Benedict is in the Czech Republic this Saturday, Sunday, and Monday when he will mark the feast of the Czech's patron, Saint Wenceslaus.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.